USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy could officially fall into a recession this week. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News Monday morning.
I remember a few weeks back, Janet Yellen said, we're sort of surprised by this inflation. How can you be surprised by inflation when you spend like crazy, pay people not to work, and drive up the cost of energy, which means it's going to cost more to move goods all over the country?
Tuesday, the Conference Board releases new consumer confidence numbers. Wednesday, the Fed meets to decide whether to raise interest rates. And on Thursday, new quarter two gross domestic product numbers will be announced. California attorney Kathy Cady on Fox News is pointing out District Attorney George Gascon's soft on crime stance.
There are several gun laws right now that he will not enforce, that he in fact has ordered his prosecutors to not file. He won't file many gun allegations at all, and he certainly won't file the most serious ones.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
West Virginian Daniel Palmer has died. He was in jail after his sister woke from a years-long coma and announced he attacked her. Mr. Palmer died at a hospital in Charleston on Thursday. No word on the exact cause of death. One of the repercussions of President Biden's open border policy, fentanyl, is so abundant in America right now, the black market price has dropped dramatically.
I think Mexico is well on its way to being a failed narco state. I think they're dragging their feet. That hasn't worked out for them. So the United States is relegated to working through Mexico to try to deal with the cartels, and I think that's a losing proposition because I don't think the Mexicans, at least with this administration, are serious enough. I think they have to be forced and pushed into action with us. I think we have to be more active against the cartels. In my mind, we have to approach the cartels more like ISIS and less like the mafia.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Marilyn Mosby, Baltimore soft-on-crime prosecutor, has been defeated in her bid for re-election. She was soundly beaten by former prosecutor Ivan Bates in the Democrat Party primary. Democrat strategist Dick Morris under President Clinton is out and about pushing a new book telling Newsmax President Trump will run for office in 2024. Mr. Morris points out the Democrat strategy is to divide and conquer Trump supporters, starting with the made-for-TV show January 6.
The Democrats have hit on a strategy of how to defeat Donald Trump, and we're watching it unfold in front of our eyes. They are doing the best they possibly can to get people to run against Trump in the Republican primary. They're hyping DeSantis, they're hyping Cruz, they're hyping Nikki Haley. They're doing everything they can to foment the primary. And this is of a piece with the new tactic the Democrats adopted in the 22 election, the one we're in the middle of now. In 5 different primaries, the Republicans spent $44 million to try to intervene in the Republican primary and elect the candidates they wanted to run against, and maybe the ones easier to beat, the ones with less money. And now, in the same concept, they are intervening in the nominating process of the Republican Party. First of all, the January 6th committee is basically aimed at weakening Trump.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.